Heavenly Father, as we come today for this assignment, it is our prayer, as always, that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We had technical issues, but guess what? We can read. We got Bibles, so
amen.
Always bring your Bible. The technical stuff may mess up. But amen. Praise God. There's a word from the Lord today that's found in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 17. And because I feel like it today, I want to honor my wife. Amen. Thank God for her. Love you. I first start preaching, they say, you better make sure you acknowledge your wife. You know, and then as years have gone by, I stopped doing it. Well, thank you.
Amen.
This is the word of God, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Verse 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Battle Ready.
Amen.
Battle Ready. The Roman soldiers were quite advanced even in their early role of fighting. It was said that one of the first closets ever created was created by the Roman soldiers, who would use closets to put their weapons and their armor in as they would go from place to place to fight. But over time, closets became important for the rich and the famous. And now you and I would dare not have a closet. When you left home this morning, you walked into your closet and you picked out something you believe was, or your wife or your husband, that was appropriate for you to wear. Whenever you go different places, you tend to select the right dress. You wouldn't go to a ball game looking like you were going to a wedding. You wouldn't go to a wedding looking like you were heading out to do some gardening work. But we all have different occasions and a different wardrobe to wear in all of our moves in life. But I want to suggest today that we need to have a wardrobe that keeps us battle ready. We're in a spiritual battle. Let's just face it, in case you're not aware, the devil is looking to trip each and every one of us up every chance he gets. In the text, Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he says, you need to be strong in the Lord. You can't be weak. He tells the believers the need for them to be strong because of the enemy. I know you're well liked. You got the senior favorite. Everybody loves you on Facebook. But the devil wants to destroy you and I. Let's just face the truth. In fact, he's quite the enemy. And so Paul paints this picture really of the Roman soldier. I love how he would find things in the culture and give an example so that they could relate to it. If Paul was modern day, he would say, go to your Instagram page. If Paul was here today, he would say, are you following me on Facebook? Well, then he wanted to paint the picture of the Roman soldier. And, you know, Satan is a real competitor. He's got a few wins under his belt. But I'm so glad today the word says greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. It's there, Ephesus. I was so blessed some years ago to visit Ephesus and to walk the streets of that ancient city. Some of the remains there. It was a strong political center, strong culturally and strong financially. Ephesus was quite the place to be. My most lasting memory of Ephesus is I was jet lagged so bad in Ephesus, I almost laid on the streets of Ephesus. But we learned a lot in that city. But you know, Paul's letter essentially is letting the believer know that you've got to dress for battle.
Amen.
The devil does not have a pitchfork with a red jumpsuit with horns. He is an evil spirit. But in the text today, I won't just go bit by bit. I believe there are at least six pieces of armor that we need as believers to make us battle ready. Verse 14 says, stand firm then with the belt of truth around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness. When the Roman soldier went into war, he wanted to make sure that he looked good, that he had everything in place, tucked right, not only just looking the part, but making sure his clothing was fastened securely.
That's right.
So he could be mobile in battle. Nothing like being going into battle and stuff not fitting right. Some of you sports athletes know that if you had the shoulder pad that weren't right, you know, or you had a piece of equipment that was not right, it could affect your performance.
Amen.
He wanted to make sure that as the soldier that he was battle ready, everything had to be secure. We must fight our enemy based on not what we've heard, but rather with the truth. So it is the belt of truth. Amen.
Amen.
John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Bible is the source of our truth.
Yeah.
And then also this breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate fits around the chest, protects the soldier from any attack. It really guarded his heart. And isn't it great to know that we need to have our hearts guarded?
Yes.
Some stuff you ought not be dealing with.
Yes.
Some stuff ought not keep you up late at night. You got to guard your heart.
That's right.
I don't care who you have as a protection agency. Make sure you guard this.
Right.
The emotional, spiritual part of you.
Yeah.
That ought to be on double lockdown. Amen?
Amen.
And this is a breastplate of righteousness. There's a certain kind. Now, don't go and get one that's not certified, but you want to make sure your heart is protected.
Yeah.
Matthew 22:37 says, Jesus declared, love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Yeah.
And with all your soul and with all of your mind. Battle ready. You with me?
Yeah.
Breastplate, belt. But then verse 15 says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness of that comes from the gospel of peace.
Yes.
In addition, take up the shield of faith, which will help to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Roman soldiers wore sandals to help them have the proper footing.
Yes.
Amen. So in other words, they want to make sure that when the foe came, they were ready. And when the enemy comes at you, be ready. You got to be battle ready. You've got to be ready to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And we must protect our feet, not with the lady's shoes, not with the shoes that give you comfort. Let me just go ahead and say it. I don't try to be sporty nowadays. I was on the assignment about a month ago, and I didn't realize it was quite the walk across a certain campus. I had my kind of sporty boots on that day, and man, a brother's dogs were hurting because, you know, normally I wear something a little soft. Well, any soft shoe wearing people in here? I know something that's going to be comfortable, especially if your job is one that is standing. But make sure that your feet are protected with the gospel of peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "What he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him." Isn't it great to be in a place of peace? That with all that's happening in the world, that you say, you know what? I can lay my head down at night knowing it's going to be all right. You might toss and turn for a minute, but when you've got the peace of God operating in your life, you say, you know what? I can't fix it. Can't do anything about it. And when I get up in the morning, it's still there. You can't fix people. You can't change people. Don't lose sleep. Don't pull your hair out. But thank God for peace. Amen. I thank God for peace today, because peace that passeth all understanding. Even when I don't understand, I still got peace. That is the peace of your armor today. Amen. And the shield of faith. There again, making sure that when the enemy throws his darts, and he will. Let me ask you this. Ever had your day just go south? You got up in the morning, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You did your devotion. You prayed and you got to work, and somebody got on the last nerve you had. And they discovered you had a spare nerve. And they got that one. And you are mad at them, ready to fight, until you realize that behind is the enemy. That it really wasn't that person. It was warfare taking place. And every now and then the enemy will come with a frontal attack. Some years ago, I don't remember the preacher's name, and I believe it. He says, when you stand to preach, you are in battle with the enemy. You know, the devil want me to preach this word? No. And so in the sermon, you're fighting the good fight. In the sermon, the saints are praying the word of God might come out clearly. It's not my public speaking skills, but I'm trying to let you know what God can and will do. Psalm 33:20, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our hope and our shield. You about half dressed now? There's some more pieces to the armor. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen? You need this. Up to this point, it's all defensive weapons. But when you get to the sword, it's an offensive weapon. Amen? The Roman soldier realized that the head needed to be covered to protect the mind and to control the center of the body. You've got to have your mind covered. Amen? Garbage in, garbage out. Can I testify? Sometimes you watch a program and it's not good for your protection. You're not even just saying this. Well, no, nobody here. But you got to make sure that the music that you hear, you say, now, that was in the day, but it took you back to a day. You stayed in the day too long. I'm just talking about Pastor Tootin. Amen? And so the soldier made sure that his mind and head were protected, because what? The enemy goes after your mind. He can make you think crazy, act crazy. I got enough. I ain't worried, but thank God for the helmet being important. You wouldn't send somebody out on the football field with no helmet. Now, somebody might knock it off. Ray Lewis may take it off, but you need your helmet. Or baseball when you're batting. Or lacrosse, any other sport. It protects our spiritual thinking. The enemy wants to confuse us. He wants to disturb us. He wants to make us think crazy. Anybody ever thought crazy? You realize that was crazy thought. Don't entertain that. The thought may come, uh-oh, got to go, not today. I don't care how Holy Ghost filled you are and how deep you are. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 26 and 5. But the sword of the Spirit is the offensive weapon. That's when you've had enough. Amen? You ever approach somebody and they got behind the back? Oh, I don't know what they... It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So if you remember nothing else about the message, you need the Word of God. Bible study students and devotional students, you need the Word. Not what somebody tells you, not old wives' table, but I mean Word. David declares in Psalm 119 and 105, the Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And just know this, that man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus was attacked in the garden. As he went into the wilderness, he was attacked. And what did he do? Every time, Satan said, you ought to just change that bread, that stone in the bread. You, Jesus, I don't know who I am. But man and woman shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, the Word of God is so important. Life may have held you on the ropes. You're beaten. You're bloodied. You've lost hope. Don't throw in the towel today, beloved. Jesus is in your corner. And that was a shout moment. That no matter what's going on, when I go over to the corner and talk to the corner coach, he says, you're going to be out. But no, you don't see how bad I look. And you don't see how swollen I am. And you don't see my situation. And the corner man say, you got this. No. See, I done been whooped in the first round. They had to get me off the mat in the second round. In the third round, I almost didn't come back. In the fourth round, I was about to call mama. In the fifth round, it looked bad. In the sixth round, they almost pulled the plug on the TV. In the seventh round, I would say, enough is a... In the eighth round, so is it over yet? In the ninth round, I say, help me, Jesus. In the tenth round, life had gotten the best of me. In the 11th round, I say, you know what? It's almost over. But thank God, in the 12th round, that when I went to the corner, that Jesus says, you can do all things because I've come to strengthen you. Amen. So when the enemy has given you and I his hardest fight, his best knockout, know that the fight is fixed. God, glory. It's fixed. Amen. Oddsmakers and beggars had a real problem with this, because when the enemy thought he had won at Calvary, he really had lost, but didn't know it. Amen? And although death and the grave seemed to have won, the Lord and I served, and that you served, he got up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. Hey, look out. There was one, but thank be to God that I know that my Redeemer lives and he lives inside of me. Glory to God today. Don't you know that you're going to be ready for a fight? And that's when you're going to dress up and be prepared to fight the good fight. Hallelujah. 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 That is the work. Hey. Come on, stand today. I didn't come to scare you, but to inform you. In this life. Yes. Now everything is the devil.
That's right.
Sometimes we mess up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But know this. Keep your sword ready. I'm going to college. Macau. Where are you from? Baltimore. Keep the sword ready. Oh, Monday coming. In your home. In the streets. The sword of the Spirit. Father, we come today. Thank you for truth. And no matter what we go through, we have a foe. And we have to fight. So Lord, even now, we thank you for the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus. If there's one today in this house with no equipment trying to fight a foe without Jesus, let them know they can come today and give their life to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, if there's one in this place who knows not Jesus, you can come today. The enemy told you, oh, you don't need to go to church, number one. Number two, what that preacher talking about? The Word. So save that soul today. We pray. The Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do it today, God. Our world needs a Savior. Not a plan, but a Savior. Do it now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory for the great things he has done. We thank each of you for your commitment to the ministry. And I had video all ready to go from the cookout, but nevertheless, it was good video. We'll have to post it online. But thank you for your faithfulness and your love and support of your church family. And that by way of giving as well, we thank you for not just giving of your tithes and offering, but I saw some brothers, they were breaking some tables down here. I said, oh man, let me get these brothers. I said, come on, man. Thank you, bro. And so I thank you, each of you bring something to the church. And we appreciate you. Amen.
Amen.
You're watching online today. Taryn has made it real easy if you want to give. And she's technical. You can go right there and hit buttons and do it that way. Thank you in the Lord. Let's prepare to leave this place. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Well, first, we want to bless the offerings. Father, we thank you even now in advance for the gifts that will come so that you might continue to do marvelous things today. All that we have is because of you. Not Wall Street, not a financial planner, but we thank you for every gift you've given us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.